I mean, they scored in overtime. We didn't. And we had some good looks where we probably could add a couple more, but we didn't get the job done on that front, and they scored in overtime.
Were you guys a little off today, or was this just a team that had nothing to lose that had a better night?
I think we were a little off early on. I thought we got better, especially in that second period. And obviously came out and tied it early in the first there, and probably would have maybe liked a few more pucks on net. But like I said, we had a lot of good looks and just weren't able to find that third goal.
Is this one of those ones you beat pretty good Vegas and you play Vancouver, and this is the team that's stuck in between, it's not going anywhere, and you're trying not to look past it, but you did, to start the game?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we're aware of where everybody is in their season, and obviously they're playing a loose brand of hockey, and they got some good skill. And you know, when they got in our zone, you know, they did had a lot of perimeter stuff. But like I said, we generated enough looks to score enough goals. Didn't do that, and lost in overtime.
You want to limit these, obviously, late in the season here, but your game has been at a pretty high level. Maybe just a thought on where your game is at overall. You'll have the odd night like this still.
I mean, it's the NHL. Everybody's still playing for something, no matter where you are in the standings. Young team like that, they want to test themselves against a quality team like us heading into the postseason. And we knew that, and we know that. And like I said, I mean, it was a hockey game where I thought we controlled, you know, the second and third period for the majority, but couldn't find a way to put a few more past them.
With everything they're kind of going through, supposedly going through with the move and all that, I mean, are you kind of wondering how they're going to come out and play, or how it might impact that?
Not really. I think, you know, just they're a young team with a lot of guys trying to establish themselves in the league, and when you have a big or a lot of players on a team like that, you know, they don't really care where they are in the standings or how many games are left. They're looking to bring their best every night and kind of playing with nothing to lose. So, you know, like I said, they're a good team. They got some skill, but, you know, I thought we carried the play for the majority of the night. They scored in overtime.
What about Vancouver tomorrow? Just kind of what you're thinking with what could happen depending on the result in that game?
Yeah, I mean, they're a team that's earlier in the season had our number quite a bit. Haven't played them in a long time, so I think we're most likely both teams are looking forward to getting back on the ice together and settling to see where the division stands. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Shauna.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.